Chapter 3. Ready to fight, prepared for the future, determined to win. Through all this welter of change and development, your mission remains fixed, determined, inviolable. It is to win our wars. Everything else in your professional career is but corollary to this vital dedication. You are the ones who are trained to fight. Yours is the profession of arms, the will to win, the sure knowledge that in war there is no substitute for victory. General Douglas MacArthur. The future Army will be ready and able to fight and win in our nation's most lethal wars. Intelligence, speed, power, and endurance will define an expeditionary 21st century force that arrives to fight, stays to win, integrates and supports joint and unified action partners, and helps build a better future. Tough, professional, highly trained soldiers, guided by the Army values and warrior ethos, remain our core advantage and ensure we can adapt to any mission. Our ability to anticipate change, learn, and innovate in the face of uncertainty will sustain our Army as America's land force for decisive action. A vision for today and tomorrow. The U.S. Army is the most lethal and capable ground combat force in history. It has proven this in multiple conflicts, across a broad spectrum of operations, in various locations around the world, defending the nation and serving the American people well for over 240 years. The key to this success has been the skill and grit of the American soldier, the quality of its leaders, the superiority of its equipment, and the ability of the Army, regular Army, Army National Guard, and Army Reserve, to adapt to and dominate a complex and continuously changing environment as a member of the joint force. As we look ahead, competitors such as China and Russia will increasingly challenge the United States and our allies in Europe, the Middle East, and the Indo-Pacific region. At the same time, we should expect these countries' arms, equipment, and tactics to be used against us by others, including threats such as North Korea and Iran, failed states, and terrorist groups. Our adversaries' ambitions and the accelerating pace of technological change will create challenges and opportunities for the Army's battlefield superiority. Meanwhile, the many demands on our nation's resources will put downward pressure on the defense budget in the future, forcing the Army to continue making difficult choices about how it spends valuable dollars to meet national military objectives and compelling us to become ever more efficient. A continued commitment to strengthening our alliances and building partnerships will help offset these challenges. Army mission. The Army mission, our purpose, remains constant: to deploy, fight, and win our nation's wars by providing ready, prompt, and sustained land dominance by Army forces across the full spectrum of conflict as part of the joint force. The Army mission is vital to the nation because we are a service capable of defeating enemy ground forces and indefinitely seizing and controlling those things an adversary prizes most: its land, its resources, and its population. Given the threats and challenges ahead, it is imperative the Army has a clear and coherent vision of where it wants to be in the coming years so that Army forces retain overmatch against all potential adversaries and remain capable of accomplishing our mission in the future. As such, the Army vision, our future end state, states, "The Army of 2028 will be ready to deploy, fight, and win decisively against any adversary, anytime and anywhere, in a joint, multi-domain, high-intensity conflict, while simultaneously deterring others and maintaining its ability to conduct irregular warfare. The Army will do this through the employment of modern manned and unmanned ground combat vehicles, aircraft, sustainment systems, and weapons, coupled with robust combined arms formations and tactics based on a modern warfighting doctrine and centered on exceptional leaders and soldiers of unmatched lethality. To achieve our vision, the Army must meet 5 objectives in the coming years: man, organize, train, equip, lead. The first objective is to man. This involves growing the regular Army above 500,000 soldiers, with associated growth in the National Guard and Army Reserve. The Army will meet this objective by recruiting and retaining high-quality, physically fit, mentally tough soldiers who can deploy, fight, and win decisively on any future battlefield. Organize is the second objective that ensures warfighting formations have sufficient infantry, armor, engineer, artillery, and air defense assets. Units from brigade through corps must also have the ability to conduct sustained ground and air intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, electronic warfare, and cyberspace operations to shape the battlefield across all domains. Aviation, additional combat support, and robust logistics support must be readily available to units. The third objective is train. Effective training focuses on high-intensity conflict, with an emphasis on operating in dense urban terrain, in electronically degraded environments, and under constant surveillance. Training must be tough, realistic, iterative, and dynamic. Continuous movement, battlefield innovation, and combined arms maneuvers with the joint force, allies, and partners must be its hallmarks. This training requires rapid expansion of our synthetic training environments and distributing simulations capabilities further down to the company level to significantly enhance soldier and team lethality. Equip is the fourth objective. Equipping the Army means modernizing the force. First, the Army reforms the current acquisition system. Second, the Army unifies the modernization enterprise under a single command to focus the Army's efforts on delivering the weapons, combat vehicles, sustainment systems, and equipment that soldiers need when they need it. This modernization includes experimenting with and developing autonomous systems, artificial intelligence, and robotics to make soldiers more effective and units less logistically dependent. The last objective is lead. The Army will develop smart, thoughtful, and innovative leaders of character who are comfortable with complexity and capable of operating from the tactical to the strategic level. We will build a new talent management-based personnel system that leverages the knowledge, skills, behaviors, and preferences of its officers and non-commissioned officers. This system, when coupled with more flexible career models, will enable the Army to better attract, identify, develop, and place these leaders to optimize outcomes for all. To achieve and sustain these objectives, given the uncertainty of future budgets, Army leaders continually assess everything we do. They identify lower-value activities to discontinue and note ways to improve what we must do to free up time, money, and manpower for our top priorities. Trusting and empowering subordinate leaders facilitates both reform and greater performance. In all these efforts, we will ensure that our soldiers, DA civilians, and their families enjoy the professional opportunities and quality of life they deserve. From the top down, we must also remain committed to the Army values. The Army is at its best when the total force works and fights as one team. And our Army values, coupled with our warrior ethos, guide and serve us well as we face the challenges ahead. Since 1775, the U.S. Army has proven itself absolutely vital to protecting the American people, safeguarding the nation, and advancing our interests abroad. This fact remains true today. Our ability to do so will be even more critical in the future as threats continue to emerge and evolve, becoming ever more dangerous and more complex. To remain ready to accomplish our mission of fighting and winning the nation's wars, the Army must fulfill the future Army vision. We are confident that with the right leadership, the proper focus, sufficient resources, and sustained effort, the U.S. Army will achieve our vision, remain the world's premier fighting force, and serve the nation well for decades to come.